Happy New Year to all from a peaceful and storm-free Inishlier. We've been enjoying extraordinary weather. The grass is growing, flowers are popping up everywhere, and the ground is actually drying out a bit. We even had to mow the lawn the other day. Long may it last. But turning away from all the growth on the land, we have to turn to the sea and face a growing problem that has hit the entire planet, marine plastic pollution. We are now seeing huge plastic islands, garbage patches, and plastic pieces in pretty much every ocean in the world. Islanders are not ignoring the amount of garbage, plastic and otherwise, that is increasingly washing up on their shores. Indeed, the amount of ocean-borne litter has become so shocking that islanders are not only organizing beach cleanups, and these have been going on for several years, but run awareness programs in schools and within community groups and enlist the help of county councils, state bodies such as BIM and Antashka, and private industry. Most islands have embraced a multi-pronged approach to the litter and pollution problem. The community centre on Ardmore Donegal organises a twice-yearly beach cleanup, and the county council disposes of the gathered litter. Bear Island School maintains its green flag, as do several other island schools, has beach cleanups and has greatly improved its recycling capability with a glass crusher and paper and plastic shredder. Several islands are part of the Clean Coast scheme. Clare Island is a good example of the multi-tiered approach to this challenge. Cora Keating, Community Development Coordinator for the Island Development Company, told me that Clare Island has a Tidy Islands Clean Coast group. We organize beach and coast cleanups a few times a year, with an open call for all islanders to get involved. Also, in 2018, we ran an anti-litter project raising awareness around the issue of plastic pollution. Cora added, "This project aimed to raise awareness among our residents and visitors to our beautiful island about the amount of plastic drinking bottles that are washed up on the shore or consumed on the island. These are collected by our rural social scheme workers on litter duties. We also worked with the local primary school, giving a talk and running a competition with prizes for those that collected the most 2-litre plastic milk containers. These were then used as the building blocks for a creative project. A 4-foot-high traditional cottage was built as an object the island youth can identify with. Supported by Mayo County Council, this creative awareness-raising initiative made it possible to address the issues of waste reduction and our over-reliance on single-use plastics in modern society. Cogalilanern is reviewing what is already being done on the islands in terms of recycling, litter collection, and control. We will be exchanging ideas for further projects to eliminate as much as possible this scourge on our beautiful land and seascapes. Cogo will also be involved on a European level as our members work with the European Small Islands Federation to create projects appropriate to our many and diverse islands. It is encouraging that the government is now insisting on banning single-use plastics in all departments. I'll have more to report on this issue in future, but for now, it's Slán from the islands.
Plastic pollution from the sea to where it has been disposed of course, from the land, which is never far from the sea.